I'm speaking here with Randy Miller with GrowMark. And Randy, I understand you work kind of in the operational area, but we'd like to focus on propane because I know this is such a key element of the business that you're in and things in terms of service that you're offering to your members. When we look at this, just how would you first of all describe what GrowMark's doing with this energy source?
Well, we've been marketing propane for, a number of years. And obviously, being ag-related, grain drying is a big part of our propane business, probably where we're strongest as far as looking at other suppliers. Certainly, home heat in the Midwest. One of the things that we have done is we continue to expand our operation, and we're selling propane further west and just recently into the Northeast now. So we're trying to grow our footprint, so to speak, so that we can better supply and meet the needs of our customers.
Well, you've been doing that for a while, like you said. How would you describe the growth, a little bit looking back, but where we're at now, and in terms of use and what how important that is to the GrowMark business?
Propane is, particularly on our energy side, very important piece of our energy business. It is where we've seen some growth. A lot of that growth the last 2 years, apart from this most previous one, have been from the just tremendous grain drying years that we've seen. Our home heat, we haven't seen extremely cold winters, and that's a barometer. And plus, as we go through time, the home heat account continues to improve their operation and ways to save energy. So that's not where the growth is, but unless you expand to new geographies, which I think we as GrowMark have to do, again, in order to stay competitive in the marketplace.
So what you're doing on behalf of your member cooperatives is helping them negotiate in order to take advantage of what the cooperative effort offers?
Yeah, we certainly do. One of the things that comes up from the supply side, as we look back a year ago, where we just had tremendous grain drying, particularly in our core geography, in this Illinois, Iowa, Indiana area, is that with a bigger geography, bigger footprint, as those areas get hard to supply, that propane is supplied by a pipeline. The pipelines get backed up. We can go to other geographies, other areas, have positions in place where we can drag that product to meet the needs of our owners at that point. So,
well, I understand that logistically and in other areas, you get involved in also even helping the members in terms of distribution other than, like, outside of a pipeline, even into truck delivery and stuff too, right?
Certainly. I mean, for our members, we're pulling it off of pipeline terminals and by a truck and delivering it to their bulk plants, who are then in turn getting it out to the customer. One of the things we help our members with too is a forward contracting program that we've been doing for again years and years and years as well, and certainly our members have been offered that to their end users, and where customers can pre-buy their propane ahead of the season, and then as markets get tight or if we see something worldwide happen in crude, they're not open to those price volatilities, which has really the last 10 years become quite extreme. So,
well, you mentioned the price word here. Any comments you can make on what you see for the time we're at, and maybe looking ahead a little bit at all?
Yeah, as we look forward, propane is either made from crude oil as part of the refinery process, or it's broken out of or actually fractionated from natural gas. We've seen crude oil prices strengthen, so naturally that's pulling propane prices higher as well. Again, as you look at some of those forecasts, some of those are scary as we look out forward. Whether we'll actually see those kind of numbers or not, I think will be interesting. But certainly we see some strength in the market from the price standpoint, probably looking at numbers next year somewhat higher than this year, but I don't think maybe they're as dramatic as what we might see as we watch the news day to day.
Anything else that GrowMark's doing in this area on behalf of its members we didn't touch on that you think they might be interested to know?
Well, we're always looking for new markets in the propane, and we work with some of the states and as far as the propane agencies to try and develop those. Certainly, we're seeing a little bit of interest from some of the major cities as far as using propane as a fuel for city buses. It's a very clean fuel, burns very clean, very, very little residue or exhaust from propane. So it's gotten some interest, and that'll be interesting to see where that goes. There is a truck manufacturer now who is in the business of making pickup trucks that run on propane. We're seeing that grow. It's in its infancy, got a long way to go, but certainly something exciting for the future.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be keeping our eye on that too, and I really appreciate Randy Miller here with GrowMark talking about what they're doing on behalf of members, in this case particularly with propane. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.